This week, Susan Robb continues her interviews with children's book writers and illustrators at this year's Book Expo in New York by visiting with the novelist Pam Munoz Ryan, who reads from the opening chapter of her book, Becoming Naomi Leon, about a fifth grader who is struggling with, among other things, the hazing she is getting at school because of her last name. Again, please pardon the sounds of the convention that have made their way onto this recording.
Graham, in her usual polyester pantsuit and running shoes, was doing her weekly hair set, rolling what little blue hair she had on those new bristle curlers that required no hairpins. I was not being mean about her hair. It really looked blue in the sunlight. And I mulled over my sorry situation at school, which was three boys in my fifth grade class who had decided that Outlaw was the funniest last name in the universe. They did not give me an ounce of peace. "Have you robbed any banks lately?" was one of their favorite sayings, along with jumping out at me, throwing their arms in the air, and yelling, "Is this a stick-up?" My teacher, Mrs. Morimoto, said to ignore them, but I had tried and it did no good. I was fed up, so I was making a list of what I could say back to them that might be embarrassing. I wrote across the top of my notebook page, "How to get boys to stop making fun of my name." I scooted my book in front of Graham to see if she had any ideas. "Naomi, I have lived with that name since I married your great-grandpa, rest his soul, almost 50 years ago, and I am due proud. Besides, there are worse things in life." "But you don't go to Buena Vista Elementary," I said. She laughed. "That's true, but I can tell you that boys have not changed an iota, and they are hard to humble. You know my true feelings on the subject. How about writing, 'Those boys will not bother me'?" Graham said that when you thought positive, you could make things happen, and when it did happen, it was called a self-prophecy. If you wanted to be the best speller in the class, you said to yourself over and over, "I am the best speller in the class," and then before you knew it, you were practicing and becoming it. It was sort of like magic, and Graham believed it to her bones, but it didn't always work the way I had hoped.